Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Good morning, and so happy to be here. So lovely coming to you from my little home office. It is just a bloody glorious morning in Perth this morning, like so fresh, so sunny. It's just like a gorgeous time of year. And I'm in a particularly chipper mood because we have just got our new baby. No, not a real life human baby. Thank God. No, we have got our caravan, our beautiful Sedina is what I've called her because she's an off-road hybrid Seduna, and so we have made her female because she's amazing, and I've called her Sedina, or Seti for short, because my husband's not fully on board with Sedina, but he has agreed to Seti. And we took Seti out for her first little voyage and trip over the weekend, and it was bloody beautiful. We actually were planning to go up to Waroona to a little lakeside camping spot just for the night. But there was actually some fires out in Waroona over the weekend. So like last minute, we were literally on the freeway and we got the call and they said, sorry, you can't come because our campsite might be under, like literally under flames in no time at all. So I was really feeling for the people there. They sounded super stressed, as would be imagined. And the good news is we found out they're totally fine. It didn't hit their campsite. But basically we had to choose another spot. Very quickly, we found a nice little spot on Hip Camp, like up in the woods, and set up our little Seti caravan, and it was so beautiful. It's got this big, beautiful king-size bed, and I got a new bedspread that's like this gorgeous forest green khaki color, and I got some new cushions, and you can tell I was feeling really excited about all the like the home decor pieces. And the kids loved their bunk beds, and we had like a hot shower, we had a toilet, we had a pull-out kitchen, fridge, like so fancy compared to what we've done in the past. So that's been really cool and was a really good like little tester overnighter in prep for a longer camping trip this weekend. We're going away for 4 nights down south over the Easter break. And then, you know, our big trip will come in June, July when we head round Australia for 7 months. So it's all happening and it's bloody exciting. And that's why I'm in a bit of a chipper mood. So bear with me and I'll try to stay really focused for you today while we talk about a really, really important topic. And that is the topic of the 5 most important skills that I believe every heart-led leader needs to truly step into their power and make change in their teams. Because for someone, or from someone who's been partnering with small businesses of heart-led teams and partnering with heart-led, you know, CEOs and managers for over 12 years now, long time, I have started to notice some patterns. And I know if you're a heart-led leader, and when I say heart-led, I mean someone who is a big feeling human, who leads with their heart, who is an empath, who truly cares, who feels all the things, and, you know, is here to really do good and make an impact, then I know you. Like, I know you so well, and I know exactly which skills you already rock at, and I know exactly which skills you most likely need to develop in order to smash through your fears and step into your true power as a leader, so you can actually do the things that you want to do and make change and, you know, drive your team to where you want to get them. As a heart-led, intuitive, empathic leader, I know that you're the sort of person who feels a lot and who senses a lot. You intuitively, like, just get a feeling of what your team needs. You've got a big, giant heart and you feel all the feels. You feel everything that's going on. Like, you can tell if your team's in a good mood. You can tell if they're tense or if they're stressed. And as a big-hearted human, you really want to help, and you, like, truly, truly care about seeing your team succeed and be happy. Sometimes you care too much. Sometimes your empathy and your care for others can leave you feeling a bit fizzled and burnt out, because you're always doing so much to try and look after everyone and keep them happy. And sometimes you can do so much, but you feel like the team doesn't see what you're doing, and you can feel a bit unappreciated. And what I know about you is that one of the skills you can really struggle with is the skill of having tough conversations. Say, for example, when the team isn't showing up the way they need to, or if they're not fulfilling their role expectations, and how to actually give important feedback and hold people accountable. Like, this is a piece that you can find really hard. And sometimes this can leave you actually doubting your worth as a leader, like actually doubting your leadership abilities. And you can find yourself wondering if you were made to do this leadership thing in the first place. And I want to say, yes, you are. You are. You are made to be a leader. And these things that you want to learn, they're just skills. They are just skills, and skills can be acquired. Just because you're not a natural at these things does not mean that you are not meant to be a leader. It's just a skill, because leaders are made over time. They're not born. Leaders are made, not born. Like, no one is born with the skills to manage a team. No one is born with the skills on how to empower a team to step into their potential and drive their highest performance. Like, no one's born with those skills, right? We learn and acquire those skills over time. And one thing I know about you is, as a heart-led, empathic leader, you are amazing at the people stuff. Like, you're amazing at building connection, at building relationships, at helping support the team and sense their needs. Like, that piece just comes naturally to you. The five skills that you might struggle with are what I'm going to speak about today, because I just want to, like, be really, really direct and straight about this. Your style of leadership doesn't get celebrated enough but it is exactly what the world needs more of. Like, your compassionate approach mixed with like the right tools to actually drive the change you want to see is exactly the combination required to transform teams and unlock their highest potential. Tell me if this sounds like you. So as a heart-led leader, you in this leadership role, you're not just here doing this training or listening to this podcast as a box-ticking exercise. You actually truly care about your people and seeing them reach their potential. Like, there is a true desire within you to actually help your team. It's not just a box-ticking exercise for you. And tell me if this sounds true for you. While you have the role title of leader, sometimes you don't necessarily feel like the leader that you're proclaimed to be. You're sick of wearing all the hats and feeling pulled in a million different directions, and you're ready to start setting boundaries and saying no and actually delegating the things that you know you shouldn't be doing. You're also sick of hiding and avoiding the difficult conversations, and you want to be able to learn how to actually give feedback in a way that leaves people feeling more motivated than ever before, that actually boosts their performance rather than deflates it. And you also, while you can love the feel-good fluffy stuff, you know that you want more than that. You know that you actually need some specific, practical, you know, takeaway tools that you can pull out of your toolbox whenever you need them to actually guide you in those tricky moments. If this sounds like you, then I know you. I know you so well because you were me. And I also know you because you are the leaders that I've worked with for the last decade. And it's then likely that it's these five skills that I'm about to mention that you need to be able to acquire almost as little tools that you could have in your toolbox, and that these five skills will be the secret sauce to your true transformation as a leader. So listen up. Skill number one is the skill of knowing how to do the right work. Doing the right work. And I want to be clear, this is not about doing all of the work. This is about knowing what the right work is for you and knowing how to delegate the rest. This is about doing the work that truly matters and that makes an impact, and about creating role clarity for both yourself as well as your team, and knowing how to delegate like a boss, like so that you can delegate once without having to do it a million times. And this means knowing what work you should be doing, what work others should be doing, and how to actually communicate those expectations. So that's skill number one, is about the skill of doing the right work, not all of the work. Skill number two is the skill of having courageous conversations without people pleasing. And this is an art. This is about knowing how to walk into tricky, difficult conversations, and we all have to have them, both at home and in, you know, at home as well as in our work life. And this is about how to walk into those difficult conversations with a sense of both confidence and compassion. Because often as heart-led leaders, we can really nail the compassion piece, but sometimes we can struggle with the confidence piece. And this is about the art of fusing both of those things together, both confidence and compassion. This is about knowing how to give feedback in a way that actually boosts performance of your team and leaves them feeling more motivated and inspired than before the conversation. How good would that be? Skill number three is about owning your role as coach over hero, owning your role as coach over hero. So what do I mean by that? This is about learning how to stop doing all the things and fixing everything and firefighting and fixing all the problems, and instead stepping into the role of coach. And the role of coach is the one who actually empowers others to solve their own problems. Rather than everyone coming to you every 5 or 10 minutes with the same questions that they've always had, not learning how to solve their own issues. This is about you stepping into the role of coach over hero. You know, hero being the one that saves the day, right? That fixes all the problems. This is about becoming the coach instead. Skill number 4 is about holding your team accountable without micromanaging. Holding your team accountable without micromanaging. This is about learning how to actually build systems that do the whole accountability thing for you, and about having conversations that drive accountability with compassion, so that your team is actually holding themselves accountable rather than you feeling like you're bloody pulling them up every 5 seconds, feeling like a real micromanager. And lucky last, skill number 5, this is about leading your values and leading by example. The skill of being a values-led leader. This is the skill of actually role modeling what you want to see from your team. And this involves knowing your core values and role modeling them every day. Because your team consciously and unconsciously looks to you as an example of what's expected, what's okay, what's not okay in the workplace. And this is in every part of the workplace. So your team looks to you as an example of what's okay and not okay, from what time you arrive at work. You know, they notice whether you take a lunch break or not. They notice how hard you work, how you talk to yourself when you stuff up, how you celebrate your wins. They notice how you deal with stress. They notice. They notice everything, consciously or unconsciously. And the skill of being a values-led leader and leading by example is one of the most powerful skills that can really transform a team. So let me recap those 5 skills for you. Skill number 1, doing the right work, not all of the work, and delegating the rest, knowing what to delegate. Skill number 2 is about the art of having courageous conversations without people pleasing. Skill number 3 is about owning your role as coach over hero. Skill number 4 is about holding your team accountable without all the micromanaging. Skill number 5 is about leading your values and leading by example. So becoming a values-led leader. 5 absolutely integral skills if you identify as a heart-led leader. So an intuitive, an empath. And while I want to say, like, while these 5 skills are absolutely integral to you stepping into your full potential, can I let you in on a secret? While these skills are so important, the true most important piece in whether these skills will actually even be used or implemented is mindset. So I know for a fact that the one most important thing when it comes to leadership is mindset. It's 80%, if not 90% of the game. And after training leaders for over a decade now, I've found that once the mindset piece truly lands and shifts into place for leaders, that's when everything truly changes. Like, this is when I've seen leaders go from hiding, like, and their body posture actually being like curled over and contracted, and like literally they're taking up less space. So they go from hiding away, from having the tough conversations, not believing in themselves, playing small, to stepping into their power. Like, I see their shoulders move back. I see them sit up straight and stand and take up more space. They start to own their gifts. They start to trust their intuition. And I see them truly driving positive change within their teams. Because while we can have the title, like the role title of leader, and have all of these leadership skills, like have all the leadership skills in the world, it's only when someone truly sees themselves as a leader, like when their view of themselves changes, that they'll actually commit to fully showing up and actually implementing those skills that they've been trained on. That makes sense, right? Like, we can have all the skills in the world, but it's only when we actually see ourselves as having the potential of even being a leader that we'll actually even use those skills, right? And this is where I wanted to introduce my next free online Sparked Masterclass, which is called Leadership Mindset Matters. And this is about stepping into your true potential and owning your role as a leader. And this is an essential free training that I'm going to be running for all leaders, managers, and CEOs who are just done with all the self-doubt, with all the people-pleasing, with all the playing small, and who are ready to truly own their role as a leader and step into their power. And I don't mean stepping into your power in that kind of like, you know, arrogant, like, look at me kind of way, but like in an empowered, like, I've got this kind of way. If you want to join this free masterclass, I would love to have you there. What we're going to cover is you uncovering your unique zone of genius as a leader, how to harness your natural strengths to drive change with your team, how to shift the limiting beliefs holding you back from taking action, how to realize the power of growth mindset and the power of change through neuroplasticity, how to connect to your personal leadership vision, purpose, and values, and how to understand the six core leadership styles and which one to use in any situation. This free Leadership Mindset Matters Masterclass will give you a taster of what's to come in an online leadership accelerator course that I'm going to be running in late April, which is a six-week course to propel you into your power as a heart-led leader. It'll be a six-week value-packed course designed specifically for intuitive empath leaders ready to learn both the hard practical skills and tools as well as the mindset piece required to empower your team. So it'll have all of those skills that we talked about before, like how to have difficult conversations, how to delegate like a boss, how to give feedback that boosts performance, how to coach your team for growth, how to create role clarity, delegate, drive change, all of the things. So if you're interested in these topics, if you think that could make a real change in how you show up in the workplace, I would encourage you to come along to the free Leadership Mindset Matters Masterclass. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes below, and we would absolutely love to see you. It's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. So click on the link and I'll send you all the details. I can't wait to see you there. Sending you all the love. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.